From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When does accepting a fancy dinner or taking free drug samples indicate a too cozy relationship between your doctor and drug companies? Congress and the states have been grappling with medical conflict of interest laws lately. It's also an issue on U.S. campuses. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, students at Harvard Medical School are prompting a review of its ethics policies to make sure their instructors are in the clear.
Thank you so much, Dr. Relman.
As protest rallies go, this one last fall on the steps of Harvard Medical School was polite and not very big, but it's gotten results.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Sim Kimmel. I'm a first-year medical student here at Harvard. We're coming here together today to stand up for honest and objective education. Conflicts of interest arise when physicians and
the students were complaining of drug company influence on their professors. Nearby, representatives from drug maker Pfizer were snapping photos of the rally on their cell phones. Concern about conflicts of interest at Harvard has been building. 1,600 faculty members, nearly 20%, report that they or a family member have a financial interest in a company related to their research, teaching, or patient care. Dr. Rachel Narden is a Harvard faculty member. She says the protesters were upset by an incident in a lecture course.
The person giving the lecture mentioned a drug by name, and only later did one of the students look up and find that that person had connections to the company that made the drug.
After that, the school told its faculty to announce any potential conflicts of interest at the beginning of each lecture. But the issues are broader than that. Harvard is one of 34 medical schools to score an F on a report card put out by the American Medical Students Association, or AMSA. The scorecard ranks the school's policies on items such as consulting fees and industry gifts, things like free meals, tickets to sporting events, trips to resorts. Kirsten Alsted is a first-year Harvard medical student.
The F that Harvard received on the AMSA scorecard was because they had what they called long-standing institutional policies that were not written down anywhere.
In every category, Alsted says, the scorecard said Harvard had no existing policy or a policy so weak as to be ineffective. This month, the school launched a review of its policies. Gretchen Brodnicki is Harvard Medical's Dean for Faculty and Research Integrity. She says the atmosphere has changed since the school last revised its policies in 2004.
The climate and the concerns around that time were pretty exclusively related to conflicts of interest in research and ensuring objectivity in science.
Brodnicki says the current policy doesn't deal with conflicts affecting teaching or care of patients. Students complain that drug company salesmen still prowl the halls of Harvard's affiliated teaching hospitals, trying to strike up conversations with doctors in training. But not all Harvard students agree that new faculty limits are needed.
I do believe that faculty members are trustworthy.
Vijay Yanamadala is a second-year medical student.
And that they're not inherently presenting to us biased information that they feel is wrong.
Yanamadala says faculty members don't need to avoid financial ties with drug and device makers. They only need to disclose them.
That by itself puts certain restraints on the sorts of interactions that faculty members will enter into, but I think that is an acceptable restraint.
Disclosure isn't enough.
Dr. Adam Urato is on the faculty at nearby Tufts Medical School. He thinks medical schools are rife with financial conflicts.
We often throw this example around. It's not that you want your wife, when she's being unfaithful to you, to disclose that to you. You want her to stop being unfaithful to you. That's the root of the issue.
He says if schools only require disclosure, that can actually make the conflict of interest problem worse.
There's a study that shows that when people disclose, they often feel that they've kind of washed their hands of that and then can go about and provide perhaps even more biased or influenced information at that point.
Gretchen Brodnicki, the Harvard dean in charge of the policy review, says it will consider new rules that go beyond mere disclosure. That'll include better ways to monitor faculty to see just what their potential conflicts of interest are. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.